The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh my God, it's the end of democracy. Democracy! It's the death of our democracy.
And now what? Democracy what? Democracy just got diabetes? It's like a slow...
So, how do we start this, dude? Because first of all, it's
where do we begin? Is this? Is this red pill tamales?
Is this a red wave, red trickle? What is this?
Red, drizzle, red stream, red river, red rover.
People on Twitter are saying, don't cry, okay? Don't cry that you didn't get the red wave. You just got a red puddle or some shit.
Why y'all think I'm wearing shades, man? I was crying all night.
Dude, Twitter's so weird, man.
Oh, you want to talk about Twitter?
Yes.
Bro, I have a screenshot in my phone. Ooh, this is crazy. Spicy. I need to put this on the Discord. But this is... here, let me... let me just send it to you,
so you
can look at it.
I can have it.
It's a screen grab video of my verified mentions, right? You know how you can on Twitter, you can look at who mentioned you?
Yes.
Bro, everybody from like chief investigative reporter at KSLA. Let me see. I'm having to go down. But all these verified accounts, like a bunch of lefties. Oh, David Cross, the comedian.
Mm.
Motion picture, TV director, writer, these other... Elijah Wood, the little actor with the Free Willy.
Elijah Wood.
Free Willy? Free Willy on my motherfucking mentions this morning because there's a dude named Rex Chapman, right?
Oh my God, that guy's a miserable person.
We can go check while we're on there.
Yeah.
So basically, bro, he said, this is what he said. Rex Chapman said, fucking Rand Paul, fucking Ron DeSantis, fucking Marco Rubio. Our democracy is absolutely, positively fucked. So there's a lot to unpack there, right? When I read it, that's why I follow these lefty accounts. Because I want to see their persuasion. I like to engage with them. Like, I'll retweet them. Like, for example, you know the meme of Beto where it says, the one that says Governor Nacho? Or Nacho Governor?
Yeah.
Meet Nacho.
Meet Nacho. Nacho Governor.
Yeah, Nacho Governor. Yeah, because he lost. It was a funny meme.
Yeah.
So there's that dude, Brooklyn Dad, who's a big leftist account, right? Mm-hmm. Big Democrat shill, paid shill.
Yep.
And he said, imagine Governor Beto O'Rourke. Just picture that. Like, that was his little tweet. And, of course, it's like 2,600 retweets, like 3,000 likes. Like, oh, my God, yes, for the women. For the women, for the grid, for you, Uvalde, you know, everything, right? And it's like, bro, y'all conflating. Y'all. He can't wait for the next tragedy. He's like, either the grid's going to go out, and then I'll have my moment in the sun to bask. You know, I could have been your leader. We could have been skateboarding at Whataburger right now at 2 in the morning. So, anyway... That was Rex Chapman's tweet. Fucking Rand Paul, fucking Ron DeSantis, fucking Marco Rubio. I'm not an expert on all these people, but I've seen Rand Paul do some dope shit, right?
Yeah.
I've seen him have good takes, good ideas. It's all about the marketplace of ideas, the exchange of discourse and a discussion, right? And then he says, fucking Ron DeSantis. And from my point of view, again, everybody has their bias, but I was a lifelong Democrat as of 2 years ago or whatever, right?
Right.
So you can say I'm biased if you want. That's fine. I'm human. But like when I think Ron DeSantis, I think he's the only one that stood up and actually used data and science and saved the elderly and saved their economy. And now him and his Surgeon General are saying, hey, this Pope, this little boosty boost, the little boosty, maybe ain't recommended for males in certain age groups, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. When you do a risk benefit analysis. So I retweeted Rex Chapman of him saying, fucking Rand Paul, fucking DeSantis. I said, why are you mad? Question mark. Which is a nice little trick that I used because it forces you to look past the cell. So I'm already framing it as you're mad. I'm framing it already as you're mad.
Right.
You know, I'm already like assuming and saying, okay, so you're mad and why? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my homeboy from LA, when I used to live in East LA, he was a DJ, right? And anyway, he would always, that was his thing. That's how he would troll people on Facebook, is he'd be like, why you mad?
Yeah.
And it would just get under people's skin. It pushes people's buttons. Of course, Rex Chapman replied and said, because I don't like racists. Right? He said, because I don't like racists. So this is what Chingo Bling did. Ready? Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter. I said, I retweeted him. I said, engage me intellectually. Use better persuasion. This comes across as, quote, hey, Brownie, trust me, I have a sixth sense. It's like he's saying, like, shut up, Brownie, you little QAnon. These people are racist, and that's why I'm mad. I'm a good, virtuous white boy. I'm a good white liberal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm down with the people and the gente. And he's probably like, I got two black friends. You know, I dated a black chick once. Right? That's his whole energy. That's his whole energy. And I said, this comes across as, hey, Brownie. Right? I'm already putting words in his mouth. In other words, I'm kind of calling you racist because you're just calling them racist.
Yeah.
Instead, give me some evidence and some facts. Like one time Rod DeSantis was at a Target and it was a black barista and they fucked up his order. He was like, you. And then he went DEFCON 4.
Who is he? I should ask. Do you know, is he anybody significant?
I really don't know his whole backstory, to be honest. I don't know his whole fucking trajectory and how, but he's basically a blue check mark that a lot of like Democrats, as you saw, why was my engagement on verified accounts? Why were all these Hollywood, New York, elitist, lefty, fucking progressive? Why was Elijah Wood all up in my goddamn mencionadas way? By the way, I'm trying to get Rob a little contact high. Everybody tuning in right now, this is RPT season number 20, episode 247. The door was open and the fan was on, so he really ain't catch the contact.
That's not true. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He didn't catch the contact. And we got to work on your background, y'all.
I know.
Rob, let us decorate Rob's background. For the price of a cup of coffee, patreon.com/redpilltamales.
Check it out. We're moving things around. So welcome to the post-midterm 2022 extravaganza podcast.
Yes.
Most people, they got the stream last night, and to the audiences, you know, Crowder and Poole, the Daily Wire crew, all those people, we're doing a post-election podcast for everybody, so hopefully we bring the fire for you. But I was moving stuff around from studio to studio, and I'm making a list of all the things we need so that we don't have to move a lot of the equipment. Casol, now go subscribe to Her Lounge Podcast. We're going to put out two really, really good podcasts this week. Even though my soul was sick, she was a trooper, came into the studio and recorded 2.5 great hours. Mm-hmm. That second hour really got away from her.
Yeah, man. We'll talk about it on Casual Friday. My wife was sick over the weekend. Yeah.
She did. Oh, yeah. So that dropped today. So listen to it.
She's got a lot. She's got a lot of shit going on, a ton of shit going on. So, you know,
yeah. So
they just added another hour.
We had another podcast. We don't know what.
I'm gonna be transparent. I'm gonna be super transparent with y'all because this is RPT. And I'm Chingo Bling. Authenticity.
That's the key, Chingo.
Yeah, man. We transparent over here. So, but, like, I'll tell y'all who fucked up my beard too. You see how it's too low?
Usually, it's your wife. She didn't do that.
Man, I don't be wanting to bother her. Exactly, Rob.
Yeah.
Case in point. I don't be wanting to bother her. I had shows in Addison. I was going to film. I did film with this little bitty beard. It's just now growing back. And you're getting a little bit of the Beijing shoe polish still. Mm. You're still getting a little bit of that. So it's really lighter than this. All right. We'll talk about that on Casual Friday.
Write it down on the bottom of that list in front of you.
Juan. Oh, yeah, I got a pen. Never mind.
It's right there.
Beard. Lord have mercy. Anyway, my wife works really hard, so please go check out her podcast along with Rob. It is called Her Lounge Podcast, and then she and I have a podcast called Cafecito Time. Those are just 30-minute increments at the moment. We're trying to test it out. A lot of people at the shows.
A
lot of people at the show. A lot of people at the shows were like, pero like, damn it. When y'all going to drop more episodes or what?
Those people know how to party. They want a good time. They want to see Canelo eat Doritos and listen to Marisol and Chingo do Cafecito Time.
Yeah, dog.
So as I was saying, this is one of our lights. It's just everything's gotten resituated, so we're trying to find the best placements for everything. But you know what? People don't give a damn about any of this. They want to hear the message. They want to hear the energy. They want to hear thoughts on the midterm. So yeah. What did you do midterm election night?
I went to, I had to go to jujitsu class. I had to, for many reasons. Number one, got to learn how to do some shit, right? Number two, it was like I told like my instructor, he was my professor, and I'm talking about sensei. Well, it was like, hey, Kenfo, you know what I'm saying? The white hats is on it, my G. They already done went back. He's like, National Guard already out there. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, swing states, you know, not around here. He's like, I bet you a nice bottle of red wine, Trompita's going to be back in that seat by, you know, I don't want to throw out dates. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyway, I told him, I said, bro, I had to come to class just because it was like, you know how yoga moms, when they're like really stressed out and mommy needs some wine,
yeah,
mommy needs some yoga. Mommy needs, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what these suburban housewives, but they probably be popping pills.
Yeah, I was going to say, need a little Xanax, maybe.
Mommy needs tequila and a croissant.
A croissant.
Yeah. PSL.
Hey. Hey, what's wrong with the PSL?
Hey, got to draw a line.
Come on.
It is Wednesday, 9 November, year of our Lord, 2022. What did you do, my brother?
I started, so this is what I did. We recorded everything a day, we're recording a day later. So this is actually dropping the day, you know, it records, which is Wednesday. This is our free episode for everybody. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, iHeart, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can get Red Pill Thamales on Wednesdays, all right?
Yeah.
And then teasers on Thursdays and Fridays, unless you're a premium member at patreon.com/redpillthamales. I started editing our episodes for Her Lounge last night. When I got home, we had dinner. I smoked some meat.
Oh.
Smoked the meat.
Man, Rob.
Yeah.
You got a, you took a little smell test of what was in the baggie, bro.
I did.
Come on. Say that wasn't fragrant.
That was the most fragrant.
Can you hear? Can you still hear?
Excuse me? Okay.
That was that loud.
Dude,
that
I know, seriously. It is the best stuff I've ever smelled in the
and this, did not smoke. So you were smoking meats.
I was smoking meat. We ate dinner. Everybody was going to start streaming their streams around 7-ish, right? So I think Tim Pool might have even kicked off sooner. So I'm sitting in the corner of the house, and I got Her Lounge on my laptop. I'm editing Her Lounge podcast. Go listen to it now. To my left, I got my iPad with Tim Pool playing. Or my iPhone with Simple Plan. I got the Crowder on the TV streaming from the iPad. And then I have local Channel 2, whatever, the people here at Fox and Channel 2 for Houston, Harris County, Fort Bend County stuff. And then on my phone, I had Twitter going.
And he was texting us updates and screenshots.
I was texting Marisol and Chingo because I wasn't sure what y'all... I thought y'all wouldn't be able to go at any watch parties. I mean, it's just...
Well, I mean, we would have loved to. I mean...
Yeah, just between Sol being sick and then all the things coming in town, just didn't make sense. So I was doing all those things and I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning. Making notes, watching all the streams,
smoking more meats.
I smoked meat, I ate it, and then I ate some more later. It was like midnight.
Let me find out you was trying to smoke your own meat over there, dog. What's going on over there?
That's a Marilyn Manson kind of thing. I don't know. I was never a fan.
Rob missing a rib, man. Word on the streets.
I'm super flexible. Just saying.
Are you for real?
I'm super flexible.
That's hilarious, man. Yeah. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get super flexible.
I mean,
that way I ain't got to take a rib out.
Can you do? How close can you get to the Van Damme splits?
No.
I mean, how close?
Bad. I don't even attempt. I do like...
Don't y'all stretch like for jiu-jitsu?
Yes, but my attempt to Van Damme splits is just like a... It's just a regular... Like, I can
just
go... Like,
as wide
as I can go? No. Don't make me lean back in this chair and make it extra special for everybody watching on YouTube.
Pull a Bert Kreischer.
You got to put that thing on the YouTube. What is that only for live chats? The Tim Pool, like the tip jar?
The super chats, yeah, for doing live streams.
I know Rockfin lets us have a tip jar.
They do,
On our videos, rockfin.com/redpill. Real quick, we want to take time to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to, man, this is family, bro. These are the homies. Y'all know I still put out singles from time to time. I'm always complaining I don't get in the studio enough. But when I do, and I want to release a hot track to all my listeners on Apple Music, Spotify, I make sure I deal with my people. So South Music Distribution, you know, they handle all the digital. And, dude, they deal business to business. They deal with artists, you know, mainly. So it's not even really something that the average listener can really take advantage of per se. However, you can go on there and shop on their website. They got vinyl, some classic titles and special releases and stuff like that. Follow them on Instagram, SoSouth TX. But even though they mainly deal with like global distribution of artists and things like that, they're like, hey, we want to show love to the podcast. We work with you already. We support what you do, support your voice. So we appreciate the love. So South, make sure you follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. And of course, hit up the website, SoSouth.com. If you're an artist and you need services like marketing, consulting, they do all that too. They make sure they get all your royalties, all your publishing in more markets. They even submit your music for like movies, television, commercials, and media. Go get some more info right now. Hit up the website, SoSouth.com, and go stream my old catalog, all my old titles brought to you by SoSouth. Get on Spotify, go on Apple Music. SoSouth, make sure all my music is everywhere when you're looking for it. Much love. Back to the show.
Yeah, we got a lot of things we need to plan out for 2023. Rumble, man. Speaking of Crowder, he broke, I think, every election stream record in history. He had, as of last time I checked, he's had a total of 3 million views, but live, consecutive, he had 500,000 people watching him live. That's more than any other YouTube or social media channel.
Was he talking real fast?
He was talking really fast. I mean, they streamed for 7 hours.
Nah, man, that's too much, man.
7 hours?
Come on, bro. Don't nobody like politics that damn much, though.
Bruh.
7 hours?
I fell asleep watching that stream because okay. He was the last one that kept going. Everyone else stopped.
Before I talk shit, how long did Steve Bannon, War Room, go on?
Base Tattooist was watching War Room and Real American News. I did not
That's
check.
The only way I knew because of Base Tattooist. Really? On the Discord.
That he was streaming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they had a stream going on Rumble.
Yeah, I was unaware myself, to tell you the truth.
And to add on to what you were saying, when Rob was saying there's a lot of things we're trying to attack for 2023, I would love to be able to juggle everything and at least, I mean, we've talked about gaming, we've talked about Twitch. I mean, you know, if I were to go live on Rumble or Rockfin or YouTube, I don't even really go live on YouTube. The only place we go live from time to time will be like Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's not consistent. It's like, hey, Chingo, we're at the farmer's market. Can you let people know?
Yeah.
Because we over here trying to tell people to vote and tell Latinos, hey, I know they're telling y'all Republicans are all racist, but these people don't ever have no proof. They just want all minorities to line up every time they yell racist, the way Rex Chapman did.
Basically.
Yeah.
So that's what I did, right? So the streams were super long. I was just kind of preparing for today and just getting my thoughts together because, I mean, let's be honest, it was not as big of a tsunami as people thought it was going to be.
And of course, there's always speculation about malarkey and shenanigans. When I went to vote, first I'm at that machine, right? The first machine. I don't know how y'all did it over there, but after you click the buttons, yes, yes, todo rojo, republicano, chingue su madre, republicano. Puro pinche conservativo aquí. Hey, aquí no van a andar matando bebés, cabrón. Tas, 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 tas.
Yeah.
Puro pinche R, cabrón.
At the very end, he wrote PT just for the last one, for fuck it. What's PT?
Oh, got him.
He wrote it in as a candidate. RPT.
I mean, it was really, I had heard about like one Democrat judge that allegedly was decent, but I'm like, I ain't got time to be memorizing names, bro. R. But anyway, long story short, after that, I guess you take them two sheets of paper, right? And then you go hand it in to the lady. Now I'm finding out that's the tabulator. So now I'm turning in my shit that already went through the first machine. She scans one sheet. Now my second sheet of paper, she's like, oh, it's not taking it. It's not scanning it. Something to that effect. She's like, but it's already, or something like, it's not taking it, but it's already been scanned or something like that. And she's like, so I'm just going to drop it in this box right here. And then later on, it'll get checked. They'll take it somewhere and they'll check it. And I'm just like, man, I just waited an hour and I got shit to do. I'm with my wife. She was late for podcasting.
And not feeling well.
And the babysitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, do I go relieve the sitter? Like, I'm not getting back in line after y'all done fucked over my vote, allegedly. So I'm, you know, you can't get mad at people for losing confidence in the system.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck? You need people to be curious and dubious so that you can improve upon the system. Otherwise, the shit stays the same.
You know the phrase that we heard again last night, and this is just reporting what was reported on the news, and that is that Maricopa County had all kinds of shenanigans going on. Harris County had a lot too. I mean, NRG, I don't know. I remember reading, I don't know how long it was down for, like X amount of machines were down, and then also spread out throughout Harris County. Harris County is huge. Like, if you people don't know, for those that aren't in the area, are we still the fourth or third now? Third largest.
Like third or fourth.
Third or fourth largest city in the country. And it didn't seem right. Something seemed off. Right?
In a red state, because New York is blue and blue. Mm-hmm. LA, which is number two largest, is blue and blue. H-Town, well, Chicago even. Chicago's blue and blue, mm-hmm. right? Isn't Illinois, they got, what's his name, Pritzker over there? He did the SAFE Act, mm-hmm. a.k.a. the Purge Law. H-Town, Texas, landed a trill. Know what I'm talking about? The Bayou City, coming down, sip syrup, elbows poking out.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Out here. Fourth largest, allegedly, maybe third.
Some might say the third.
Blue city in a red state. Now we got motherfucking Defundina.
Defundina. Oh, so as we're recording this, we get the notification that it looks like Alex Mueller did not win, not pull it off.
What do you think? What's your prediction like? What is she going to do next?
I already saw, I don't know who on what behalf, but there's already lawsuits that are going to be starting. And, you know, we are on YouTube, guys, so we have to, you know, be careful about what we say, because we're not trying to infer anything. We're not trying to make anything up or any assumptions, but this is what's happening. So we're just telling you that some people aren't too happy with what they saw. Some you were there. You had an issue with
yeah. And if someone can correct me and be like, actually, Chingo, the first machine you went through was tabulated. That's the tabulator. Because I don't know what you call that machine. I'm hearing all this terminology. We're all having to fucking, that's where we're at. That's the point. Yeah. That's where we're at in this country, where people from both sides sometimes hear things like, you know, Stacey Abrams might have her opinion. Hillary had her opinion. You know, people said it was Facebook and Russian bots, and they spent $100,000 on ads that I've heard some, I've seen some of the stuff, and it's like they weren't very, like an eighth grader made this campaign or this tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like bots sometimes are not that effective. But anyway, I'm just surprised Mueller. That's weird, because
it was such a close. I mean, by all accounts, they were just like too close to call. I mean, she was not down by much. So that kind of that. And then, you know, Harris County pushed voting hours another hour. And then it was said that the Secretary of State or somebody reversed that and said that if you had stayed in line and voted after 7 to 8 or whatever it was, it's not going to count. That's a lot of people.
That's crazy. You're going to tell people, hey, we're going to keep it open until 8. And then they're like, psh, those ain't going to count.
Yeah. Just kidding, should've JK.
Should have came sooner.
You should have voted earlier. He should have voted by mail.
All right, you know who I blame?
Who do you blame?
White liberals.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously.
White liberals in these affluent neighborhoods, mm-hmm. upperly mobile, young, college educated, got money, white liberals, progressive, you know. You know what, bro? Like, it's like Elijah Wood trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like the people that follow Rex Chapman and they dismiss me. Mm-hmm. They claim to be so non-racist. They claim to be so non-racist that they're just like so sold on their side. You know what I'm saying? Like these elitists, they got good security. They got good, you know what I'm saying? Like private police. Their neighborhoods are fucking safe. They don't live in the hood.
Right.
So they don't understand, like, nah, bitch, we want police.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, when I was coming here yesterday, there was a van blocking a street down the street from here. A van blocking the street, handing out, with a Beto thing on the side of the van, handing out material to people that are walking down the street. And, you know, not to be too specific, but we know what kind of people were walking down the street early in the morning. One of them actually had a paper bag in his hand. And I just thought to myself, like, is this effective? And, like, what is really the goal with getting out here and pretending that Beto O'Rourke is going to do so much for these people
for black
this area?
Vote?
Yeah.
That ties into, like, hey man, I was a damn Democrat up until recently, you know. So my argument is always, if y'all saw I walked away already, y'all should really try to engage me intellectually and use better persuasion. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just be like, dude, they're using you, bro, they're all racist. And then, you know, whether you're a Latino attacking me or a white liberal or you Elijah Wood. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like y'all's their idea of the top issues, like, they had no problem with the Democrats' messaging. They totally ignore the economy and crime and legitimate factors, and they want to focus on J6, climate, and abortion. Like Cristela, did you see, bro? I was
No, that's a good one. I did not check.
And then we're gonna read Alex Mueller's her statement.
Okay.
Whatever you would call that.
Concession speech, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it could be, right? The concession is like, oh well, I gave it, you know, hey, next time. I got some funny ass tweets. did y'all see Joanne Reed when she was like, inflation, that ain't even regular people talk. People don't be talking about inflation. The Republicans taught them this word.
Yeah.
And then I put, I guess normal talk would be, quote, prices higher than giraffe booty, end quote, giraffe emoji. All right, let me find Cristela, dog, where I retweeted her.
And then you had people like, what's the Morning Joe dude and the Mika? And they were just like, there was like fascists,
racists, the Christians. It was the Christians.
I don't get the Christians. Chico, I don't understand the Christians in this country.
Hey, look, bro, because I go to Second Baptist. So as it is, some people that have never gone, they might just be thinking like, oh, y'all just be talking about fire and brimstone and hating on Democrats all day and hating on, you know what I'm saying? But for them, for Morning Mika, again, white liberals. Like, this is why I prefer, and this is going to sound fucked up, but I would much rather have a conservative white boy friend that's just like, what's up, Chingo? What's up, man? When we going to go eat? What's up? Hey, you ever hunt? What's up with fishing? Hey, man, send me a fire-ass Beto meme, right? Yeah. And shoot the shit. Talk about sports. Like, regular, normal, equal people. Instead of a white liberal going around and acting and treating me like, well, see, this is why you're bad for minorities, because you're embracing the fascist cult. And are you sure you want to be America first? Like, I know what's good for you, brownie. I'd rather kick it with the white conservative that's like, Chingo, what's up, man? When tickets go on sale, I'm bringing 8 people from my job. We buying all the merch. Talk your shit, bro. We got your back. Express yourself. Be free, bro. Just be funny, bro. They attacking stand-ups right now. You know, comedy's under attack. You know, we love free speech versus, you know,
the alternative, which I think also, in all fairness, I think the Republicans in general gained some of those people in this midterms. I don't know how many exactly. I haven't looked at, like, oh, it was overwhelming in, you know, XYZ. But in Florida, I mean, so DC Drano posted a screenshot of a tweet, I guess, where he was listing the things that Ron DeSantis had done in Florida to secure their elections, to further secure, not saying they weren't secure before.
To make them more transparent, auditable.
Yes, right. And I'll pull it up here in a second. Actually, I have it right here. At DC Drano, Florida banned mass mail-in ballots, banned ballot harvesting, requires ID, and Governor DeSantis created an election police force. Now, I mean, take that with a grain of salt. I don't know what that means. Florida had also just had historic win margins across the state for Republicans, while Democrats somehow won close races everywhere else in America during this horrific economy. Do the math. Miami-Dade County, right?
Went red.
Red, right? By a large margin. Almost the entire state of Florida is as red as the fucking... That was a real red tsunami.
And you know what? When people sometimes have been like, bro, if Bethel wins, or like if crime keeps going up, or if Texas goes to shit, and you get like some radical extremist that just... whatever. And they're always like, where would you go, bro? It's like... bro, Texas was the last hope, but I guess, you know, Florida.
Yeah, I told Juan.
Florida seems lit.
She was going to come in and be like, all right, we're going to Tampa. Like, let's get out of here.
I'll come in like, you motherfuckers like alligator? Y'all like the beach and shit? Y'all like Cuban food? Y'all like coffee? Y'all like Latinos? Shit.
But before we talk more about Florida, let's...
old people with money? Shit.
Shit. I want to hang out with Seinfeld's parents.
Y'all like nice tans? Y'all want to get a tan? You trying to work on your tan? Who want to get golden with me?
Dude, I tan. I get so dark in the sun.
Bien prieto. Okay.
Falling like grass and shit. Shredding the pastures.
Yeah. In the middle of the pasture.
Yeah. Damn it, we need to do that.
I see. Studio time. We need time, y'all. We need. You know, we understaff. All right. So look, Cristela Alonso. If y'all want to follow a leftist, her thing. And you know what, man? I'm not even mad at her. I just feel that I would like it if she kind of took a look at some of our arguments, like in terms of like, this is why.
Like, can't you even be mad at these people at this point? No, right?
I mean, you don't want to be mad.
Yeah.
But it just gets frustrating when you're like, all right, you got to get off The View for a second. You know what I'm saying? So she tweeted, don't vote for people that think others don't deserve to be treated equally. So she's already framing it as Republicans don't want to treat you equal. Yeah. All right, first mistake. A democracy isn't about making it harder for black people to vote. She thinks Republicans want to make it hard for black people to vote because they're asking for ID. All right, not we want secure and safe elections where only verifiable chain-to-chain custody legal ballots are the ones that get counted. She goes on to say, democracy isn't about vilifying Jewish community. Bro, Trump and DeSantis are some of the most Israel-friendly, borderline, overboard, borderline Zionists. I mean, Trump said it himself. My approval rating in Israel, I could damn near practically, bullshit aside, be their prime minister or whatever. Like, I could literally run in Israel right now. And then he said, Jewish Americans, get your shit together because y'all being too lefty. Anyway, Christella don't know about that.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, a democracy isn't about thinking all Latinos should be deported. Come on, dog. Mm-hmm. That is such...
So disingenuous.
You just hurt your whole argument by saying something so full of shit. Like, come on. Who really... Even Chingo Bling, at the height of his They Can't Deport Us All campaign and movement, even at the height, I never said or believed, y'all know they want to throw us back in chains, y'all. Y'all know they deport you too, right? Don't think you're good English. You're good talking.
Nah.
Don't think you a good, clean, what do they say? What do you say?
Well-spoken, good, clean.
Don't think you a mainstream, clean, well-spoken brownie that they're not going to deport you. She goes on to say, democracy isn't about men deciding if women should live or die. That's a myth and a fallacy. What situation are women? Do women? Somebody riddle me this. Tell me in the comments. And again, we talking about all this stuff on YouTube, and we having to step on eggshells trying to get the word out to y'all, right? So pick up what I'm putting down. You know what I'm saying? You dig? She's already framing this whole her argument as, there are instances where if a woman doesn't have an abortion, she will die. That is a common myth and misconception. Look into it, but there are sometimes, like, if a woman has a stillborn and the baby already has died in her womb, and she may have to have a similar type of a surgery done or whatever procedure done that isn't exactly what an abortion is. Like, I don't know what you call this, but anyway, I retweeted her and was like, are y'all saying that black people don't have ID? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. That was just to one of her tenants. And then I go on to say, hey, look, they're making it harder for people to vote. And there's a video in Maricopa County where on election day, voters are being told that the machines ain't working. And you got to do this and don't worry. And we're going to adjudicate it later. Someone else is going to pull up your fucked up ballot and... Oh,
take it downtown.
Yeah. Oh shit. Looked like Rob is a Democrat. Next. Ooh,
okay. Move it downtown.
Yeah.
That, I think if people listen to the show, they'd find that it's the most welcoming show of political talk with two brown people. If there's even another one to compare it to, I honestly don't think there is. Like, if there is, put a link in the description or in the comments of who's another couple of Mexican Americans who are talking about this kind of stuff for 2 years now. We went through the first half of Joe Biden's presidency here in America, and we talked about it for almost 2 years. We're a month away from 2 years, and we go back to the catalog. Like, we made so many guesses and just, like, you know, we forecasted what we thought, and this year we saw a lot of that unfold. And when it came to midterms, people didn't turn out. They didn't message to him well. I don't know what the culprit was exactly, but if everything was secure, people voted with their vote and said, "Nah, I think what's going on is decent enough to give him another 2 years."
Well, that's the thing, though, Rob, is we're assuming that someone on the left who's just a Democrat, right? Who, trust me, that line we were in.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not everybody gives it up, but you see the purple hair, you see the Roe v. Wade shirt, you see the girl in a thong, came to vote in a thong and a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was like, I think I pointed it out. I told my wife.
Like you should.
Yeah, I was like, dog, ain't no drawing. I'm like, look at her little booty. She got her little booty out. Look at her little booty. And
let me find out you took a selfie.
Just here voting with a Democrat. Because I know she don't go to Second Baptist. I could tell you that right now. Because I don't reckon that. I'm right. So yeah. Anyway, you know, what Rob is basically saying is, either y'all could come get some of this trill spill. Even if you're on the left, you can come tune in as to what two oppressed Latinx.
There you go.
In a studio.
Two oppressed Latinx.
Two brown coconuts with microphones. Podcasting.
Oppressed as hell.
You know.
So with that said, mm-hmm. to what do you owe, or what does DeSantis owe? A victory 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago?
Oh, I didn't even make my point. Keep going.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, y'all. I'll be rambling and I lose track of the fucking initial.
That's what point. Makes the show great.
So you had said these Democrats voted blue because they think what we have going needs to continue and go on. What I'm saying is we're giving them too much credit because a lot of them aren't even there yet. A lot of them aren't even paying attention to how are things going. And it was never framed that way to them. Hey, Joe Bob. Oh, not Joe Bob. That's an actual person. But like, hey.
Shout out, Joe Bob.
Like, hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah Smith. I see you about to vote. You're about to vote blue. Do you think things are going well and they should continue as they're going? No one's even stopped. There, a lot of times, bro, their mental process is not even that. It's more like, I don't think these racist white men should tell women what to do with their bodies. And I think the environment, it's getting crazy and I'm scared for my future and my kids. And I think we're all going to die because AOC and Greta Thunberg said that if we don't hurry up and just get, vote Democrat, keep them in power so that we could save the fucking globe, bro, the weather. And what else could they be concerned with?
Well, do you think that the abortion thing was what really, if they give anything credit for holding off flipping the Senate and only flipping the House by a bit, mm-hmm. do you think that they attribute that to the Roe v. Wade thing or the abortion thing conversation? Like, is that the key, you think, for them? Because we talked about last week. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that. Everything showed that it wasn't at the top of
a lot of
voters'
minds. Yeah, it wasn't polling well. The whole Roe v. Wade thing. It wasn't as important as crime,
right.
economy, and stuff like
border,
that.
Yeah.
You know, border freedom. I don't even know how many Democrats really even know what's going on at the border. You think Democrats follow Bill Melugin, Fox LA, or whatever? Do you think they actually want to know what... Well, again, white liberals, they don't want to, and I know I'm generalizing, they don't concern themselves with people in Harlingen and South Padre Island and, you know what I'm saying? And down there, well, West Laco and Mission and Donna.
We brought all those up, right? I have a lot of family down there. And you're right. If I asked them, they probably would. Well, that's not true. They probably know.
They'd say it's a racist, far right conspiracy theory.
So Myra, let's just get to this. Myra didn't win. She lost
That's crazy.
She lost her race by a significant margin, about a little over 10,000 votes, I believe.
That many people are just still blue, 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 blue?
Yeah, so Myra lost Cassie Garcia. She also lost, but Monica won her district. And so there's that, and we can talk about that group, because they made waves, you know. Myra made history, you know, for the duration that she had that seat, that vacant seat, and then now Monica. But Governor Abbott won by well over, like, a huge margin, like over a million votes. So how many of those white liberals came over? How many people that moved from California to Texas voted red? My question is, I guess, to myself and maybe listeners, what made that happen? And also for DeSantis, he won by 0.4% last time. Now, the whole fucking state's red. So something went right for Texas and Florida. Mm-hmm. Something went really awry for Lauren Boebert, who lost in Colorado.
So she's no longer going to be in Congress?
No, she's out of Congress. She lost.
Oh, wow.
Or Fetterman, who Oz wasn't a great candidate, let's be fair, but... The people, did you watch that debate, by the way? We never really.
I just saw the clip. He's like, yeah, fracking. I stand.
He opens up.
Pobre Ato, wey.
Yes.
Pobre Uncle Fester. Uncle Fester, wey, lo tenían ahí with the thing on his neck and the hoodie.
Yes.
Pobre Ato.
So what went wrong in Pennsylvania, though, right?
I mean, a man just had a stroke, and the Democrats, they don't give you a break. Boy, they work you to the bone.
Well, you know how much money they put behind that guy? They're not letting him give up. You're going to die on the campaign trail.
Like, we don't give a damn how many strokes.
Yeah, we'll give you
how
another
many
one
lumps
until
on your
you
neck.
Fucking finish.
They're like, we don't give a damn. This race neck and neck.
Herschel Walker, that one hadn't been called yet. Do you know? Let me look it up right now.
And while you look that up, Alex Mueller.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Her official statement. Here we go. If you follow on Instagram, Alex Mueller for judge. While we did not accomplish our goal of changing leadership in Harris County, we were successful in elevating the profile of critical issues like the need to appropriately resource our law enforcement and criminal justice system, as well as the desire to eliminate corruption, a lot of that, and increase transparency in local government. This campaign was always about good government, and I am hopeful that we have played a role encouraging that going forward. I am extremely grateful to our supporters and all those who contributed to this campaign. And then her caption says, thank you to all those who supported our campaign for good governance. And I don't know if people know, especially if you don't live in Harris County, but she's Harvard Law, ex-military, like high up, right? Mm-hmm. High rank, something or other, military, Hispanic. I mean, her resume goes on and on and on and on. Yeah. Like, come on, dog. She was super qualified.
Yeah.
And then this other account, who sent us this? Did you send this or Marisol? Hamilton Middle School, St. Martin Episcopal Church Center, Northgate Crossing Elementary. It's like a bunch of locations. And it says, here's a list of sites that ran out of paper ballots.
Oh, yeah.
County Attorney's Office admitted last, and it cuts off. Caption says, hashtag Harris County is so unbelievably corrupt. There's no way Alex Mueller lost legitimately. All the places they ran out of paper ballots were Republican areas. The machines malfunctioned like crazy, but worked just fine for 2 weeks of early voting. This is malfeasance, and it was purposeful. Mueller should not have conceded. They force you to. Otherwise, they fucking all hell breaks loose. And they're like, there has been no evidence of widespread whatever. And then the fucking media jumps on it right away, and they call you a denier. And then people get pissed, and they want to protest. And then somebody, goddamn, I don't know which alphabet boys, starts a little, you know, what's the one? Ray Epps and shit be over here. And then there's a pipe bomber that they can't find, and the footage is grainy, and don't nobody know nothing. And next thing you know, you in a gulag.
Yeah, man, it's unfortunate because she ran such a good campaign. Obviously, this is super, like, local, guys, a judge. Like, but other than, I don't know, Governor Abbott, there was no other. I mean, obviously, we had South Texas, but because of all the lockdowns and stuff, this whole Lena Alex thing was a semi-national conversation. Like, you heard a lot of people on other shows talking about this race.
Yeah, and a lot of the Dems nationwide, Lena was tapped in.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
They were like, oh, first Omicron death, Harris County, Lena. Do your thing. And then Bay Area, they patched her in everywhere.
Outside money, I don't know hers. I'd have to look it up, what Lena got. Like, her war, they always reference this war chest, right? This $15 or $20 million, whatever it was. Like, don't fact check me. But this huge war chest for her campaign. And Beto was the same thing. I hate calling him that. Beto was the same thing.
Beto luck next time.
Beto, boy.
Beto luck next time.
Beto.
Beto luck next time. Bete la chingada.
He had like 40+% of his campaign funds coming from out of the state of Texas.
Oh, man. Will Ferrell, you wasted jet fuel for Nathan. Well, Jane Fonda, she came over here for motherfucking Lena Hidalgo. What's his name? El Canto, the playwright.
Oh.
The Disney director guy. Manuel, Lin-Manuel, whatever the fuck. Leguizamo. Todos metieron la pinche cuchara, güey.
Yeah.
And if y'all follow me on Twitter, I was retweeting them hoes, and I was saying all types of wild shit. Eva Longoria, all of them.
It's necessary. You got to say the wild shit, because when you have those people, like, what? You came to rally behind and put millions of dollars and millions of eyes on a nobody politician who won, like, an out-of-nowhere down-ballot judge seat, who then was thrown into this just happened, you know, fucking mystical time, happenstance situation of a lockdown and a pandemic and all this. And now she's, like, looked at as a darling, like a potential darling of the Democratic Party.
So who's in charge? Sorry to cut you off.
No.
Who is in charge of saying, tape off with caution tape and close off all the parks and playgrounds and slides and swings and monkey bars?
Whatever think tank funded her research.
And it was her?
It was her.
So she was the one.
Yeah.
That was like, you can't play on the pull-ups and the monkey bars and the swings.
To my understanding, every lockdown measure, even like the meter that we kept fucking seeing for that first year and then beyond that, even after Governor Abbott lifted all the orders, was of her and her group's doing.
And then it's the school board that's in charge of shutting down the schools and Zoom school.
Well, that's still like the judge had a lot of say-so in that. And then the
she had say in that.
Oh yeah.
Well, hey, the only silver lining is we're going to be an experiment as to, all right, was it just like, hey man, she was just a little in over her head and it was fog of war and we need to have amnesty, like the Atlantic said, and we need to water under the bridge. Let's not have motherfucking tribunals and shit. Let's not have accountability. Let's not start hating on Fauci, which, bro.
Rand Paul's going to come in at that
bro,
ass.
Bro, I started listening to the audiobook. I might need the hard copy. I got too many books. I'm just going to finish listening to what I have. The real Anthony Fauci?
Yeah.
Whoa. If y'all have it, oh my goodness. If even the first chapter, you're just like, the foreword, the preface.
The foreword knocks the your preface, socks off.
Whatever. It's just like, oh my Lord. Yes. But we're going to find out. Harris County is going to be an experiment. We're going to be like, we still going to have buku murders and homicides. We still going to have catalytic converter gangs and, you know, what's up with the road rage, just whatever.
Like, I was like, dude, I was looking forward to, it's almost like for the last 2 years, as fun as it's been breaking down this stuff from all the people in power, which is everybody on the left, all fucking, you know, three houses are basically Congress, Senate, President. I was looking forward to chopping it up about the Republicans. Like, what are you going to do? You campaigned with us. You told us. We had some people on the show. We had other people that were associated with people who were running on the show. Like, we got this. I'm with you. I'm fucking hook, line, and sinker. I'm in. But what you going to do? We'll be able to do that to some degree, but, you know, not large degree, like we said or thought.
You ever kick it in Montgomery County or up in Magnolia by Tombaugh?
Just in passing, but no, not for a long time.
Because, long story short, I kind of want to get out of the city a little bit. Like, I just know it's inevitable. And when we talk about, like, our exit plan, like, what kind of stuff we're trying to accomplish next few years so we can get up out of Dodge, get some land, just move out, mm-hmm. whatever. And now you got Defundina. She don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a gentleman who's a brown belt that went to my show in Addison. Him and his family, they live, like, Tomball, Magnolia area, I think. And he goes to a jiu-jitsu gym, which is up under where I go.
Oh, cool.
So that's where he started, and then he branched out over there because that's one of, like, the that's one of Tony's black belts.
Is that Pablo Silva? Is Urban Jungle Pablo Silva?
Urban Jungle is Hoist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a Gracie.
Gotcha.
Urban Jungle is a Gracie. Gotcha. So anyway, there's the one that's out there, like one of the satellite gyms. So there's one, like, in Deer Park.
Mm.
That's one of his black belts. I think there's one, whatever. Anyway, I'm over here thinking, like, damn, if I'm not going to be able to go to Urban Jungle no more, and we're trying to get about the city, because my wife likes living in the city. She likes being able to go to Urban Jungle,
yeah.
and the girls going to, like, that good gymnastics school and that good, like, we like being near the Heights. That's just, the Heights is dope as fuck. Like, oh, man, we getting Indian food. Like, you're getting that good city experience,
mm-hmm.
right? So, anyway, I'm over here thinking, like, hey, we might have to start venturing out and just checking in and going. Like, for example, if they have open mat at that gym, I might want to just go meet some of the people. Like, hey, man, you live around here. What's a good?
Yeah.
What's cracking? And we're just going to have to figure out because our family's all spread out. Katie, Pearland.
Yeah.
Babysitters on the north side. It's just like.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Her sister, her mom. It's a lot of things to take into account.
It does. Yeah, it is. And I love family and keeping close and stuff, but at one point or another, you're gonna be like, this makes most sense for me, right? For my mental sanity and my creativity. Mm-hmm. Dude, we'll talk about this on Casual Friday because I want to ask Quan about it, but I'm rereading The War of Art because I haven't read it in a long time. It's such a good fucking book, man.
I heard you bring it up on her lounge, and Marisol, I was trying to see if she really, anytime people mention the book War of Art, it's so similar. The title is so confusing, and it sounds like
The Art of War. Sorry,
it sounds like The Art of War.
Yeah.
So when Mighty Soul Rider was like, "Yeah, yeah, I heard of that," I wanted to, like, pause. You really caught what he was saying, right?
Yeah.
So
you have it though, right?
I should have a copy somewhere, and I usually give away a couple copies here and there. Go ahead and finish telling them.
I'm dude. It, I read this book in my early 20s, and I gave away my original copy to somebody. And at the time, I had just started podcasting and interviewing people, and I was doing my own entrepreneurial things, and I was a hotshot driver. I had like two trucks. I was doing my own little thing.
No shit.
Yeah.
Man, I want to pick your brain about that. Go on.
And what's funny, you know how many hotshot drivers were taking boxes of ballots last night from NRG? Yeah.
To where?
To wherever they were supposed to be. There was Channel 2 was doing a whole thing on this, and NRG. The guy was slipping up with like, and I'll get back to what I was saying, but he was slipping up with, so they had said that all boxes from points, you know, A, B, and C had been taken to the counting, but we got hundreds of hotshot drivers that are picking them up to go to here because that's where those are going to be counted. And it just seemed like a clusterfuck, man. And this was late. This at this point, Channel 2 was doing this at like 12:30 last night. So anyway,
I can't wait to put my ear to the streets and sometimes Twitter streets and just see the public backlash if people really trust the results.
Yeah.
But finish saying
so,
what you're saying.
So yeah, so I was doing that. I was doing the hot shot thing, and I was started helping people set up podcasts at the time. And I read The War of Art because Rogan had been mentioning it at that point for like, I mean, he was already doing the podcast for like 3 or 4 years. And I read it, and that's what that put me on the path of opening that initial cryotherapy facility, like the big brick and mortar kind of endeavor that I went on with some business partners. And it was just reframing your mind and understanding like the way he frames, Stephen Pressfield frames resistance, mm-hmm. and the whole thing. And it's been almost 10 years. I'm 33 now. I was 22, 3 at the time. So it's been about a decade. And I hadn't picked up that book since. And I'll see people quote it. I'll see excerpts from it and screenshots. Finally, I just read it the other day. I don't remember why. I ordered another copy. I ordered one for Dawn because she hadn't read it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get her one and get me one. And she's like mind blown by it. And it's a simple book. It's like 180 pages. You know, it's easy to digest. Yeah, yeah. And again, it's putting me back into that early 20s mentality of like too much clutter. Okay, get this down. And we talk about it all the time too, you and I, and here at HQ, like let's get the schedule, the system, the thing. Too much, cut the fat, almost like with a joke or a set or whatever, and let's eye on the prize. And it's just so important to redo that from time to time.
And that's why I always like, every time like my wife wants to add more to her plate and like, oh, I'm going to, you know, it's like, you know, you're busy with the hive. You got the boutique going. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay on top of that. It's like, oh, I'm going to add another hour of podcast. And it's like, okay, well, that's going to be a whole day where you can't do really shit else. As much as people enjoy the podcast. And it's like, well, hold on. Don't forget, we also have cafecito time together.
Yeah.
So in a perfect world, in my head, it's like there will be way more than 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
But to double up on what you're saying, The War of Art is a book that a lot of times when people ask me, oh, what's your favorite book? It kind of has been out of sight, out of mind for a while, but you're reminding me again of
also like, The Art of War? No. You said The War of Art.
The War of Art.
You said it right. Yeah,
my bad. The War of Art. Yeah, yeah. It's powerful because it reframes what everybody experiences in life when you're trying to accomplish something, whether it's like, man, I'm a white belt in jiu-jitsu and who am I kidding? Man, I'm 43, bro. I started way too late, not in shape like that. These moves are really hard. Like it's a whole foreign language that you want me to learn, like jiu-jitsu. All that internal dialogue of like, bro, you're 43. What are you really trying to be a black belt by 55? Like, is that your goal? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is this your midlife crisis? Do you really want to get hurt? Chingo bling. You know what I'm saying? La manita. Or like, what about? Or whatever. Like, sure, there's some benefits. It's like the devil on your shoulder. That's what the resistance is.
Constantly.
It's like your inner dialogue being negative, causing friction between you and what you could have accomplished if you hadn't got in your own way.
Yeah, and I like how he actually says it in towards the end of the book, like, you know, I'm going to refer to this as devils and angels. He's like, if that makes you uncomfortable, think of it as whatever else, like fill in the blank for the muse, right?
Yeah.
And
how'd that make you feel, bro, the devils and the angels?
Oh, I like it. I do like it because for not being very religious myself, I do feel like there is as much of an evil pool in the world as there is a good. And that applies to people who commit crimes as it applies to what's inside of all of us, like good and evil. And it's really easy to let the evil win, meaning being lazy, being a procrastinator, being whatever, like however you define evil, like that's not good for you. Therefore, it's evil for you.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I mean, I see it that way. Do you?
Yeah. And I see evil as the devil. Like they're pretty much synonymous to me. But, but yeah, man, that was a nice segue, a nice tangent.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, if you haven't read it, you don't have to be an artist either. If you're an entrepreneur, a stay-at-home mom, you work a corporate job, whoever you are can benefit from reading this book. It's $10 on Amazon. It's easy read. Go get it.
We should talk more about books on Casual Friday. We'll have Juan Perez in the building.
Yeah.
He and I are working on a bunch of reels, videos, content, especially now that I'm not going to be traveling as much. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's been a long last couple months.
And this has been a rebuild year.
Yeah.
Because everybody, you know, I caught the flack from, oh my God, Chingo Bling, he's in a fascist cult. He's a fascist cult member, and we're mind readers now. And basically, he's a race traitor. So, and my old YouTube page got deleted, and I wasn't really managing my social media pages properly. So it was just like this whole rebuild year. Mm-hmm. Of like, okay, well, you had some sold out shows, some were a little light because you got to get in the groove of knowing how to promote. You got to get that momentum of telling people you have a new YouTube page. And recently we just merged all my, like when people would search Chingo Bling, like my music would pop up, other people posting my music videos would pop up, and something called Chingo Bling Topic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were following the topic, which I didn't even know that was a thing. So now all my shit got merged. Shout out to Soul South. They filled out a form. I don't know how they did it, but they're like, hey, are you ready to pull the trigger on this? Because we've been telling you, you got to change the name of your YouTube page. There were a few steps. So now my YouTube went from like 18, 19,000, which Juan even brought it up to that point because it was way lower than that. Because mm-hmm. I was just like, I'd vlog once a week. And it was, now he's like hitting them with reels like seven times a day because that's what the algorithm
wants shorts, us to do, man.
Yeah. Or whatever. All the shorts, das, reformat them, das, whatever. Now we're up to like 54,000 now subscribers on the YouTube. Make sure you go follow me, look me up. So it's been a rebuild year.
It has, and you know, there's a lot of potential for things to do, especially with, you know, the growth of the podcast, all the people that went out and saw you this year live. Hopefully they tell a friend, and next year it's fucking booming wherever you choose to go, however many markets you choose to go to, which is another big mission to try to narrow down.
And you know what's crazy? Not to get too inside baseball and behind the scenes, but while we were in the Airbnb in Addison, Texas, settling in, Juan in the next room, me and Marisol, we got like the living room in the middle. So now it's like, okay, we're done watching Killer Sally on Netflix or whatever. All right, before we get ready to the show, let's have a huddle. And now we started, do you want to go to Victoria, Texas? What's up with Laredo? What's up with Del Rio? Did the Kickapoo Casino in Eagle Pass open back up? What's up? Do we have a venue in Amarillo? You know what I'm saying? Like, what Texas? Are we doing Brownsville? Is that too close to McAllen? Are we not going to deal with that same theater in McAllen? And what's up with South Padre Island? Well, people from McAllen, is that too close to Brownsville? Like, how do you attack the valley? Mm-hmm. These are all, even if it's just 20 minutes discussion of, all right, logistically, all right, who are we going to have on that show? All right, let's move on. All right, what California dates? How did Irvine do? How did Brea do? What's up with Ontario? And I'm having to tell Marisol, this is probably interesting, inside baseball. I'm having to persuade my wifeager, hey, Ontario, you weren't there because you were staying home with the kiddos and manning the fort. Ontario, bro.
Good year.
If that is not my, no offense to San Jose. I know Oxnard shows love. Brea is always good. Irvine is great. Ontario, Rancho Cucamonga, motherfucking Mungo.
Shout out Joe Bob again.
The motherfucking IE. The 909, my boy. It's like, talk your shit. And you know what? The manager of, I believe it's Irvine. The manager of Irvine kind of tried to explain it to me. He's just like, you know, out there you're going to get like people that don't give a fuck and conservatives. And they just like, do you. He's like, once you start doing like the Hollywood improv and you're more in the blue belly of the beast, he's like, that's where people might get tight on certain jokes and all that. But anyway, big shout out to Ontario and shout out to my wife and Juan. It took doing a show out of town, which we literally had to drive straight in to the show, to the venue. Because, right, I don't want to be cliche, like, you know, women. Hey, don't forget to do this and do that. And first we got, oh, I'm not done doing this. And as long as we leave by, bro, how long I've been driving to that? How many years have I been doing this?
A long time.
To where I just know, even if it was like a rap show, I wasn't driving straight in.
I remember this last year, actually, I think.
And it's like, why are we driving straight in? We're like coming in, bro, I'm coming in to the venue in sweatpants through the back door and like a backpack, like...
Last year, remember you did radio, I think, up there, and you had to drive right to the radio station. Does that make you know what I mean?
It's just that Texas is a big state, and like realistically, you gotta stop at Buc-ee's.
Yeah, of course.
Come on now, you ain't gonna let them good restrooms go to waste.
The restrooms, the Beaver Nuggets,
all that shit, dog. They got
the MILFs.
I mean, buku snacks.
Yeah, all kinds of snacks.
Un taco de ojo, güey.
Tacos y
so how we doing on time, brother?
We're 3 minutes to our hour. Let me just play this video to go out on. Maybe if you have, because we didn't really talk about this story, and it's just kind of one of those, you know, makes you say, huh?
Huh. Huh. Do you remember that skit? Things that make you go, hmm.
I do. I think that's why I said it, but I don't remember who did this the sketch. Yeah. Anyway, where's the goddamn...
We've got some fog, and unfortunately that fog has worsened, especially in Waller.
Nope, something else is playing. Give me a second. So we didn't talk about this, but the Paul Pelosi story, Chinga.
So Nancy had an interview with Anderson
Cuck. Dude, that guy's the worst. Have you...
You know he comes from a billionaire family, right? The Vanderbilts?
I've heard he comes from a wealthy family, but I didn't know just how wealthy.
Yeah.
I bet is this... Why the fuck is this not playing?
That thing in the corner. Patreon.com/RedPillTamales.
I'm going to get you a big
And we're going to talk about books and shit on the casual.
Has he been able to talk to you about what he was thinking when he woke up and found this person in the room?
We haven't quite had that conversation because any revisiting of it is really traumatizing. It was hard, and one of the hardest things all week was to go back into the house for him. In the entrance, which is, of course, where
the exact place hit.
And, of course, upstairs in the bedroom where that person...
Gave him the hammer.
Made his entrance, shall we say. So we haven't...
Oh, no, he made an entrance through the third floor?
No. Wait, I don't know.
Spider-Man with a hammer in his tarantarants? You telling me Spider-Man had on his tarantarants and he went da-da-da-dun up the third floor.
Gave him that Venom hammer.
We want him to watch the news. We don't want him to be revisiting a lot of this, at least not now, because it will add to the trauma. And the operation was a success, but it's only one part of the recovery. The traumatic to a drastic head injury, it takes some time.
Look at Nino America's comment under that post. It says, how does a married couple not talk about this? Frauds.
Been able to listen to the 911 call.
The 911. Yeah. Oh, it goes on.
I've been able to listen to that or the body cam, any of that. No. I imagine when it is in the public domain is when I will have a chance to see it. But even then, the physician...
Do you want to hear it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But... I don't know if I'll have to. I just don't know. Yeah. That's all a matter on the legal side of things.
Yeah, that's all lawyer. That's legal talk. Yeah, that's I don't recall.
Yeah.
Basically, that's I don't recall.
I don't recall.
She don't want to purge herself on the record. Number one, she does not want to purge herself. Two, you don't want to say nothing incriminating. I mean, you want to hear the 911, huh?
Somebody got it, huh? I wasn't told about this.
She was super coached by her legal team. Yeah. All right, what am I going to say if they're like, so what happened and what did your husband say with the beef hammer? And then she, what do I say? And her lawyer's like, all right, well, basically you're going to say something to the effect of, he just got out of surgery. Please respect our privacy. Have some respect. This is very traumatic for our family. No, it's not because we're days away from midterms. It's not because it's a fucking October surprise. Not because there's a lot of weird, conflicting shit. Like the NBC reporter that was like, yeah, so the dude was in the house.
How many times the stories change? It changed like four times. Also, I missed a really good opportunity for a purge joke because he kept saying purge. Perjure. She doesn't want to perjure herself.
Oh, perjure. Yeah. She don't want to commit perjury.
Yeah. But, you know, when it comes to a purge, he's probably like, it's probably some people we can get rid of from around here. You know what I'm saying? She's like a Hillary 2.0.
Yeah. We're going to work on Rob's background, y'all. patreon.com/redpillthamales. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. A lot to unpack with everything. Please let us know in the Discord. Like, if you are noticing any tabulating errors, what keep your ear to the tweets.
Yeah, we're going to dig into some of the Discord. There's tons of stuff. We created, if you're not in there, for the midterms, we created Midterm Sketchiness, which is a channel in there. If you found any sketchiness posted in there, we got a lot of questions. We got a lot of just chat from last night and going forward. So we'll dig into that next episode.
Very interesting, man, because, you know, people lose faith and there's not a lot of transparency. And there sure was a lot of talk of red tsunami, red wave. And then all of a sudden, it's a trickle.
It's a trickle.
So either, like what Rob was saying earlier, either all these people that vote blue came out the woodwork and we didn't know how many there really was. And maybe some people on the red side didn't show up, or maybe the silent majority really is still the silent minority. Like,
yeah. Well, I guess I'll tease people with this. I'm really curious to hear you talk about DeSantis versus Trump now, because that is probably going to be a 2024 issue.
Wait, but he just won governor. How many years is that?
He doesn't have to do all four. He can run for president whenever he wants in 2 years. His audience at the last rally was saying 2 years because they want him to run for president in 2024.
Mm.
So I think either the lieutenant governor takes over or they have some kind of special election.
Lieutenant governor is like a vice governor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. We're talking about that next episode. All right. Keep it locked. RPT, tell a friend. Thank you so much. Sass.